The Upper West Regional Nutrition Officer, Chrisantus Danadari, has bemoaned the high rate of malnutrition in the region. He said the 2014 Ghana Demographic and Health Survey report indicates that about 74% of children in the region are suffering from anemia. Thus, he noted, is as a result of malnutrition, which according to him, has had dire consequences on the growth of the people, particularly children. He explained that malnutrition affects the proper development of children. Mr. Danadari said this in an interview with Radio Ghana after a presentation at the Regional Nutrition Coordinating Committee meeting in Wa. Philip Tanzu filed this report.
The Upper West Regional Nutrition Coordinating Committee, which was formed a year ago, seeks to deliberate on issues towards improving nutrition in the region. The committee, chaired by the Regional Coordinating Council, is made up of 9 nutritional-sensitive organizations, including the Ghana Health Service. It is sponsored by the Renewed Efforts Against Child Hunger, REACH, an international organization. Commenting on the nutritional trend in the region, the Upper West Regional Nutrition Officer, the prevalence of malnutrition among children in the region is alarming and consequently impacting negatively on the development of children. Mr. Danadari mentioned that malnutrition in children causes anemia, stunted growth, and other diseases. He observed that the 2014 Demographic and Health Survey report indicates that about 74% of children under 5 in the region are suffering from anemia. He therefore called on the public to always ensure a balanced diet for healthy growth. Mr. Derry also noted that exclusive breastfeeding of the child for the first 6 months is necessary to guarantee that the child is given adequate nutrition for growth.
We are thinking that if our workplaces are made friendly, you provide crèches for the workplaces. At every department, you have a crèche where women can come and then leave the babies there for a caretaker to take care of them. So even if the child is still breastfeeding exclusively, intermittently the mother can just go and breastfeed then come back to work. In terms of breastfeeding, if we get a maternity leave of 6 months, that would be perfect. You would have ample time to breastfeed the child exclusively for 6 months before you return to work to avoid interruptions during the work period.
For his part, the Upper West Regional Officer of the Food and Drugs Authority, Gordon Akurugu, observed that although the school feeding program is a laudable initiative, it sometimes does not offer quality nutrition to students.
The FDA, as a government institution, conducted inspections some time back to assess how safe these are various facilities where school feeding program activities are taking place. At the end of the inspections, it was realized that some of the people who are recruited as caterers were not professionals. The facilities, some were not having kitchens. Some of the food at that time of the inspections were not of standard. Some were having Wavell infested. People need to be properly educated in food safety so that people will be given safe food as mandated by the program.